Blackstone Audio presents The Man Who Smiled by Henning Mankell. It is not so much the sight of immorality of the great that is to be feared, as that of immorality leading to greatness. Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America. Chapter 1.
Fog. A silent, stealthy beast of prey. Even though I have lived all my life in Skirna, where fog is forever closing in and shutting out the world, I'll never get used to it.
9 p.m., October 11th, 1993. Fog came rolling in from the sea. He was driving home to Ystad and had just passed Brusarp Hills when he found himself in the thick of the white mass. Fear overcame him right away.
"I'm frightened of fog," he thought. "I should be scared of the man I've just been to see at Farnholm Castle instead. The friendly man, whose menacing staff always lurk in the background, their faces in the shadows. I should be thinking about him, and what I now know is hidden behind that friendly smile. His impeccable standing in the community, above the very least suspicion, he is the one I should be frightened of. Not the fog drifting in from Hanu Bay. Not now that I have discovered that he would not hesitate to kill anyone who gets in his way."
He turned on the wipers to try to clear the windshield. He did not like driving in the dark. He particularly disliked it when rabbits scurried this way and that in the headlights. Once, more than 30 years ago, he had run over a hare. It was on the Tomalila Road, one evening in early spring. He could still remember stamping his foot down on the brake.